Second day in shorts through, again, another heavy installation day on both sides of the ball. Threw a lot of things at them with these first 2 days, and now this will give us an opportunity for the next 3 days in pads to really polish a lot of it up. But I think it was a great teaching day the first 2 days. The young guys are really swimming right now. Every day that we continue to load more and more on their plate, you're seeing them start to bust some of the simple things. But that's why it's kind of the whole part, whole philosophy. You kind of put as much of it as you can early, and then you spend a couple days really just polishing it up. But like what I see, like the attitude, much more spirit today out there in shorts, even with the weather being as hot as it is. It seems like cool weather has passed us now the camp has started, but that's part of being in 2 days in Louisiana. But really like the attitude and the way they're going about it right now, but we'll start to learn a lot more about our team when we put on pads here in the next couple days.
A little bit of a shuffle quarterback-wise today. I know it's the second day, so yep. Can't count anything, but yeah. Just talk about those guys.
We gave really the guys, the top three, we gave a lot of reps early. I mean, given the two seniors and then the sophomore and Ryan Higgins, and I think they're doing some good things. I mean, they're making some good throws, still a little bit confused. I know Coach Diaz is doing a lot of different things on defense, throwing them some curveballs, and it's not the traditional looks that you'd like to. It's not 2 + 2 = 4, but it's all good for them, and I think those guys are picking it up and doing some good things with it. The two young guys are very talented. I mean, they're very talented. They make some throws. They look good. They do some things very naturally. We just got to keep working with them, and that's why we, at the end of our two-hour practice today, we kept all the young guys out there and did about another 15-minute pass scale with them just so they could we could slow it down, do a little bit more teaching, and get them a lot more reps. But it's all great work. We can't get enough of what we've done the last 2 days. We could do this for 3 weeks. We could do 2 days for 3 weeks this way, just trying to get to where we can get everybody on the same page and install it before we're ready.
Can you begin to see how your depth looks compared to last year at this point at all?
Well, I can tell you the talent level. I can tell you a lot of the talent. Even Sterling Griffin said to me during individual, when we're throwing routes on air, he goes, Coach, routes on air is completely different this year. I mean, we're throwing routes on air, and we're completing 95-100% of them. The balls are there, accurate throws, where last year we were completing 50% on air. I mean, as far as the throw, the catch, the accuracy, and that's just on air. And so I think there's a lot of talent, but I think it's way too early at this point to start identifying depth. Obviously, Ryan is ahead of everybody mentally because he's had it longer than everybody else. But I think those guys, as I said, when they start to catch up, it's going to be a great competition battle going on because there's talent there. The difference between playing and not playing, the quarterback is going to be the decision-making, not the talent.
Last year when I first started covering the team, you threw out the word maturity pill.
Yes.
And you used it again yesterday, so I'm guessing you haven't found this FDA-approved pill.
No, but we are still working on it, and if we come up with it, we're going to make a lot of money for everybody coaching around the country in all sports. But, you know, it's just with so many new faces that are going on right now. And we talked in the press conference about having 20 seniors, and normally you'd say, wow, we got 20 fourth- and fifth-year guys that have been in our program for a long time, but that's not the case with this team. 20 seniors, 13 of them are still new faces. You know, 13 of them are guys that have been here for a year or less. And so from that standpoint, we'd still, you know, we're getting there. We're getting better. It's better than it was a year ago, but it's certainly not where we want it to be. And that expression where, you know, we're not where we're going to be, we're not where we want to be, but thank goodness we're not where we used to be. And so I think we're making some strides, but we're not where we need to be yet.
When you have these free agents, as you mm-hmm. dubbed them yesterday,
yes.
What's more helpful in your mind, the installation when you're just in these first 2 days or when you actually strap on the pads and can see some more?
I think it's predicated upon position. I think for a lot of the skill players, you can't get enough of this because it's not you're not trying to question their toughness. You're trying to figure out if they know what to do and where to go and how to read it, especially like the quarterback position. For the offensive line, you want to put the pads on as early as possible to see if they've got that toughness, that strength, and that ability to play with their pads on. So I think for every position, it's different, whether it's the interior, offense or defense, or whether you're talking about a lot of the skill players. But for our skill to get everybody on the same page and understanding where to go, then you can start getting into, you get a lot more out of your test at that point when you're going against the defense and you're putting on pads.
How evident is the experience of the secondary right now, early in camp?
Very. You know, you look at it as we talk about so many of those new faces, but you look at the Adarius Barnes and the Levander Bitligans and the Bryson Abrahams and the Bryces and the Grogans, those guys have all been here. You know, they've got that maturity pill, you know, and they've been in the program for 2, 3, and 4 years, and they're getting better and better. And then having a guy like Xavier Woods with his maturity right now, the way he came in as a true freshman and what he was able to do, is invaluable for us. So I think it's huge. I think the defense is definitely, I think Coach Diaz and the staff have done a great job with the defense and making sure that it's not too complicated. They know what to do. And they're flying around right now, and they're playing with a stinger. They're playing with a little bit of a swagger over there on the defensive side of the ball.
How rare is a guy like Xavier Woods? I mean, what he's done in his true freshman year and growing into what he is now.
Very. I think, you know, and I think that West Monroe program, is they really do a great job over there. And I could say that about Paul Turner. You could say it about Michael Mims. You can say it about Xavier Woods. They come in, they're professionals. I mean, they take care of their body. They eat right. When you look at reporting weights, they're dead on it. You know, they're not a pound over, a pound, they're dead on it. Rather than some guys coming in 8 pounds light or 8 pounds heavy, they just on the field with what they do. They're students of the game. They know what to do. They take care of their bodies. We give them free time in the afternoon. They're up here in the weight room on foam rollers and stretching and in cold tubs. Even in their free time right now, they're taking advantage of every minute to do what they got to do to be great players. And I think it speaks volumes for the West Monroe program and the type of players that they're turning out and the success that they're having in our program right now, because they're part of the leaders. They're the leaders on this team, not only on the field with their talent, but off the field in the way that they handle things, the way they take care of their business with their academics, their social life. They're great to have on the team.
When you say this is your, yesterday when you said this is your most challenging coaching job ever, where is the defense, and you know, you had a different defensive coordinator last year opposed to this year, where does that play into things in terms of adapting? And
well, I think the staff has done a great job on the defensive side of the ball and coming in and fitting the defense to the personnel we have, putting them in a position where they can have some success, and they're really buying into it. The other thing you have on defense is we have much more experience on defense. We've talked about all three linebackers have played coming back. Really, we have six in the secondary that have played an awful lot, and three safeties and three corners. You have a lot of experience at that position, and even bringing a guy like Houston Bates, who's been a couple-year starter in the Big Ten, he's still a really experienced guy coming in with a guy like Dora and D'Angelo Brooks and Butler and McKinney. I mean, you got a lot of guys that have played, and I think they've done a really nice job of making sure that those guys are comfortable with the way that they're calling things. I think our defense, I think the challenge that we have, and I said in the press conference, is going to be to get this offense to come around early, because I do think our defense has a chance to be pretty good early because of their experience that they have and the great job that our defensive staff is doing with the scheme of things.
What percentage would you say your installation is at right this second?
Probably different on offense and defense. I would say, Coach Diaz, what would you say you are on defense with installation at this point?
Because I from a cover standpoint, we're probably 2/3.
I mean, I was going to say 75%. I would say same thing offensively. We threw yesterday and today. I was going to say 60-70%. All the wrinkles off, all the staples have gone in at this point. What hasn't gone in is the wrinkles off all of it that give you a chance to make adjustments on game day. So the base stuff, most of the base stuff has gone in, but it's those wrinkles and some of those little nuances in every base defense or offense that you have that we still have yet to put in.
I saw Vernon walking off when I got to practice. What's up with him?
His hamstring was sore from yesterday doing the conditioning test. He should be fine.
Any other people that have casualties so far?
Not a lot of talk about injuries at this point. I mean, I don't know what that rule is, but there's some rules.
You mentioned a maturity pill. What do bringing in guys like Houston Bates and Cody Sokol, they've been in the Big Ten, bring, and are you seeing the players that have been here looking up to them with their experience?
Not really. I'm seeing, you know, like we talked about all that experience that we have on defense. I look at Houston as fitting right in. I don't know necessarily that he's setting a new standard, because when I look at the experience on defense, I think it's a welcome deal to have that security. You lose a guy like IK and you replace him with a guy like Houston Bates. I mean, I think there's a comfort level and a trust factor that goes along with all those guys that are playing together. So I don't know that it's necessarily a standard setter as much as it is a comfort level for the guys that are out there playing as we're building a trust and a confidence amongst each other.
What about in terms of off-field leadership?
Well, I think being very vocal, I think it's been great. As a senior, I think Cody and him have both done a really nice job as leaders vocally. Yeah, it's the glue, you know, that we talk about, and that leadership is really important.